Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is The Burt Show.
I think I have proven time and time again that I know a really good bad idea. I can identify those. And I don't stay away from them. I dive right in.
You know what one good idea begets?
Tell me, Kristen.
Another good bad idea.
Rarely does it end well, but at least it's fun, right? Mm-hmm. So I have a little tear trickling down my cheek this morning as Kristen has followed me into this bad idea avenue.
I do. I have a bad idea. I have not run it by anybody, especially not legal.
No. We haven't been talking with them much lately.
No. Them. And it all centers around Abby.
Okay.
All right.
She's so scared.
I feel like my shoulders are just like, all right, rising to try and cover me up. So I'm going to throw something out there, and then I'm going to need you to let me cook, all right?
Get it.
We should send Abby to Indiana for love. Hear me out. Hear me out, all right? We should fly Abby to Indiana for true love. Love, true love. All right. We got an email from Brooke. If you remember, Brooke was a Burt Show listener that sent us a save the date for her wedding. And we ended up doing 100 Days of Good Goes Round for her. And we bought a bunch of items off of her wedding registry because we weren't able to make it to the wedding.
Okay, yes.
Because it's on a Sunday.
And it's in Indiana.
There was that caveat. So we had her on. We bought a bunch of stuff off the registry, chatted with her, had a lovely conversation. And we thought that was it. But Brooke has emailed us. She emailed Abby. She emailed me. Bert, you were on it too, but you don't read your emails. Also, Tommy and Mo. She emailed all of us with a proposition that I want to take her up on, all right? So the email reads, "Hey, Abby, it's Brooke from the Save the Date Wedding 100 Days of Good Goes Round segment. I know Kristen said that you all looked at flights and couldn't make it work as the wedding is on a Sunday." She's correct.
And in Indiana.
But I would love for you specifically to come because I feel I have found the perfect man for you.
That's what they all say. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. His name is blank. We're going to leave him anonymous. He is over 6 feet tall.
Okay.
Don't know exact height, but for sure over 6 foot.
We love that.
6 foot is your minimum, correct?
No, I don't have a minimum.
Yes, you do.
I like taller than me.
What if he was 5'8"?
That's not that much taller than me in heels.
So you have a minimum. What's your minimum? 5'10"?
Sure, we'll go with 5'10".
5'10".
Yeah.
He worked. Oh, he is handsome with brown hair.
Love.
He works in finance.
Love.
Also went to college for finance with her fiance, which is how she knows him, which is why he's going to be at the wedding.
This is a personal recommendation from somebody that knows him, actually. Not that, hey, I know a warm body. You're a warm body. You guys should go out.
He does live in Trampa right now.
No.
But he's a good old boy from Indiana.
And let me say this about Indiana, if I can interject here for just 1 second. Mm-hmm. There are some states that I feel, that my experience, that they are salt of the earth, good people every single time I meet them. There is Ohio. There is Pennsylvania. Outside of Philadelphia. Yeah. And there is Indiana as well.
I concur. He does not believe I can convince you to come, but I am determined. This could also be a fun bit for the show. I've attached photos of him. I think you would really like him. I also showed him your magazine cover, Winky Wink.
I bet you did. Yeah, yo.
Wedding is August 17th, so you'd have to fly back Monday most likely.
Mm-hmm.
Please help me prove him wrong and come have a fun night with free wine. To Bert. Please let her go if she wants to.
What's the date on it?
All right. So here's the thing. Looked at the photos. This dude's a hottie.
Okay.
He is very handsome. There's a photo of him wearing a tuxedo. There's a photo of him with water behind him. He's actually giving like he could be a Kelsey brother. Like, I feel like he could be Travis and Jason's brother.
Look at that face.
He's the third Kelsey triplet.
This is a handsome dude, right? So what I need to do is check with you, one, to see if you would even be game. Two, to see if you were free. Three, I've already looked into flights, okay? So we could fly you in Sunday, the day of the wedding. Uh-huh. You get there before the wedding. Now, like, what we would need to do is you would have to spend the night in Indiana. But because we have radio station contacts, you could get up Monday morning, do the show from Indiana. Or you could, like, we have the new Roadster or whatever. You could do it from the comforts of your hotel room. So we could get the update. You could fly back Monday.
What Indiana contacts at radio stations do we have that haven't broken up with us already?
Fort Wayne
bailed on us. Indianapolis bailed on us. I don't think we're in good standing.
You don't think they'll let us use a studio?
Maybe just to laugh at us.
But we have the equipment. So what I'm thinking is, if you are free that Sunday, August 17th, on Bert's dime, because it's for the show, fly to Indiana, go to this wedding, see if there's any chemistry between you and this dude, and then Get married the same day.
And the good news is Indiana has a 50% homicide solve rate. So when you go missing, they'll know which cornfield to find you in.
What?
We're flying you to another state to meet a random man. None of us have actually vetted.
She's going to be at a public wedding. She's not going to be going alone somewhere with him.
Where's this wedding? In a cornfield far away?
Isn't it outside of Fort Wayne?
It's outside. It's about 45 minutes outside Indianapolis because you got to fly into Indy.
Okay. All right.
It's not.
What could go wrong?
Kristen, have you described this guy? Have you looked at his picture, right?
Yeah, I described him on air tour.
This is a good looking dude, Abby. Mm-hmm.
Really?
I would like to see this guy. Are we going to show Abby the picture right here?
She has it.
I'll pull it up. Here's the thing. I got nervous when people attach things. I'm always afraid I'm going to be the person that like gets us into a phishing scam.
I don't know if his brown hair is floppy enough for you, though.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you guys would be a great looking couple.
Tommy, I'm pushing 30. I can't afford to be this picky anymore.
This dude is good looking.
Look at this tuxedo one.
Yeah, he is kind of giving Travis Kelsey.
Right?
He's giving Kelsey brother.
So have you seen those pictures of where they turn pop stars into what they would look like as men? He looks like a male Taylor Swift.
Stop.
And that's a good thing. Taylor Swift is like a hottie.
Mine's just gotten the ick.
You would make love to Taylor Swift tomorrow.
Yeah, I probably would.
You cannot get the ick from something somebody else said.
Amazingly, you also gave me the ick, too. That is creepy.
I'm not worried about the safety factor on this one because we do have people that will guide. They know him, right?
Yeah.
So they are coming with recommendations and they will be by your side if you need them. So that part of it doesn't scare me. Not nearly as much as you going to Europe.
You just had a moment.
Okay? Yes. I went, because look at this photo. Again, him in a tux holding a glass of champagne. Look how much taller he is than everybody else.
He's so tall.
I can wear big heels.
You can wear big girl heels.
Are you willing and desperate enough to go?
Am I desperate enough? Yes.
Are you free?
Let me check my... Oh, wait. He looks like a Kelsey brother. I'm free. Yeah.
He knows about this, right? I missed that part.
He does. Oh, yeah. Yes. He does know about this.
Yeah, because he took a look at her picture on the cover of Jezebel. So he's already like, hottie. That means you have to look like that when you go to Indiana.
Brooke showed him the magazine cover, and she has said he does not believe I can convince you to come. So he is completely in the know of this.
All right, let's do this, okay? Mm-hmm. Congratulations for bringing a bad idea to the table.
You're welcome. I'm really not trying to get her. Murder.
Just say you want me off the show, Kristen. You don't have to do this elaborate plan.
I don't want you off the show. I just want to get you laid.
Logistically, we've got to make sure it works, right? Uh-huh. That we're all here that week, et cetera. I know I'm out for a couple of days in August also.
You're not out.
I'm not out?
No.
Okay. Well, hey, if you want to go.
Brooke's like, I don't want to pay for this plane ticket.
Now, I don't mind at all. For you to go up there and find Mr. Wright, I am more than eager.
Here's my one question. Is, I know he has been shown a photo of me on a magazine cover. Mm-hmm. That's great. But is he a willing participant? That's my question here.
How do I put this delicately also? Has he been shown other pictures of Abby as well? Okay, because now I'm trying not to insult you.
You just did.
But I mean, come on. I mean, you had people working on your hair and your makeup and the lighting on that. It's just a it's not what you look like in everyday life.
Does he care, though? If there's a chance he's going to get his corn cob buttered, does he really care what you look like?
I think you are very, very attractive. Mm-hmm. However, I just don't want that to be the only picture. And if you don't match that picture, even though you're pretty, it's going to be disappointing.
He says he does not believe I can convince you to come, but I am determined. That sentence says everything to me. It says that he's interested, but he doesn't think that you would be willing to go those lengths to meet him.
Okay. Well, if it's coming out of the Burt Show budget,
let's go.
What do I got to lose?
All right.
Other than my life.
Don't sell past the yes. Okay. It's all, baby.
So seriously, I am emailing our business manager, Amy, today. Okay. All right. And copying you on it.
Uh-huh.
We're going to book you a flight. We're going to give you our equipment. We're going to find you a hotel. And you are going to this wedding to potentially meet the man of your dreams.
Okay.
It's on.
Woo!
It is on, girl. It is on.
This is The Burt Show.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.